It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Coming up at the beginning of next month at that absolutely perfect time of year, here in the Northland, it's the Duluth People's Climate March. Brett Pence is the Northern Minnesota Director of Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light, and he joins us on the phone this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Brett, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me on.
So tell me a little bit about what the Climate March is going to do. I am gathering that people will march and the climate will not change at the time. However, I'm gathering that you're moving toward some kind of action and hoping to achieve some kind of change. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, it is Minnesota, so the weather could change in any moment, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very true. but as people like to point out, that's weather, not climate.
Very good. Excellent.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Uh-huh. I read.
You are good. Yeah, what we are doing is co-sponsoring an event here in Duluth in conjunction with the People's Climate Movement March that will be happening all over the country and the world on that same day. This is the fourth of a number of events that People's Climate Movement have sponsored starting in 2014. Last year in the spring of 2017, there was another march that we helped co-sponsor, and again, in conjunction with the national event with People's Climate Movement. And we had about 800 people in Duluth at that event. There were 200,000 that showed up in Washington, D.C. during that time. And again, hundreds across the country and nation and world on that same day. So the real goal of People's Climate Movement is to mobilize people, mass mobilization to let elected officials and people and corporate leaders know that this is important to everyone, the climate and the clean air and clean water, and also to align different groups, different organizations to really unite around, a clean climate and clean jobs and social justice. So we'll be participating in that in Duluth.
It's interesting how well this conversation dovetails with the conversation that we just had with our guest talking about bear conservation in Italy, and yet it becomes in many instances the same kind of conversation. How do you accommodate economic interests and people's livelihoods with efforts to conserve? Let me ask you a question, and I'm going to ask you to address it on a couple of different levels. First, what is your feeling about the ability to affect change at the national level right now? Do you feel that marches and protests are going to have any kind of significant effect? A number of environmental protections have already been rolled back. Do you feel like this can make a difference on a national level?
The answer is yes. Yeah, at the national, we can talk about different ways you affect things at the national level, but absolutely. You know, one of the key things that any elected official looks at is how many people are interested in an issue, right? And if they're willing to vote on it. So, you know, there's really two points to this mobilization this time. One is to the top is called Rise for Climate Jobs and Justice. Again, that's that mass mobilization and interconnect, looking at the intersection between climate jobs and providing justice to people across the country and the world. But the second thing is to get people to come out and vote in the midterms. And that can absolutely have, we know that can have an effect at a national level, also at a state and local level. Just look at some of the policies that have been implemented over time. So, yes, it can definitely have an effect. And that is the point, is to let people know that they do have, this is a democracy, at the end of everything, and people do have power to affect on what happens within it.
My second question has to do with, as the previous guest alluded to, he said that he really does believe in the ability of people at the table, in a community, being able to hammer out compromises and hammer out solutions in a way that perhaps can't be done at a national or international level. So what is your sense about the ability to affect substantive change and the ability of something like a march to make that happen on a community-wide level?
That's a great question. And, you know, one of the things we, in terms of making this a local event, one of the reasons we really wanted to do it, and the other organizations, really primary organizations that have helped, you know, some of the logistics of this would be the Sierra Club and American Indian Community Housing Organization and Take Action Minnesota. But one of the reasons we're so interested is highlighting all the positive things that have happened in our state and our community around this issue for years. We've really been a leader in Duluth, in particular, on energy efficiency, clean energy. Our Duluth Transportation Authority we're getting 7 new all-electric buses that are, you know, going to bust some barriers for how you do that in a cold climate. So it's really just to highlight, part of it is to highlight and celebrate those stories. And part of that is, you want to let politicians know, you want to let elected leaders know where you stand, but you also want to pat them on the back when they're doing great things. And oftentimes we don't celebrate those stories. So that's definitely something, you know, we want to really highlight about our community.
Well, they say that positive reinforcement can work really, really well. So if you are a believer in positive reinforcement, it's a great reminder to applaud elected officials or send a quick email, you know, to your boss or a friend and do an attaboy, attagirl, whatever, once in a while. It's a great reminder just for everyday life.
I agree. And it makes you feel, you know what, it'll make you feel a lot better once you do that and you learn about those stories and what people are doing, and then congratulate someone on that. You'll feel better, your day will go better, and you can get up and keep going.
So, well, every time you find yourself maybe getting irked on social media about something, you find a positive story and you write a brief thank you note to somebody responsible.
Great idea.
How to turn the world around, or at least hang on to your sanity a little longer.
Exactly.
Brett, we'll have the opportunity to talk with you about this and to let folks know about this march that's coming up in September. We'll have a chance to do that before the event itself. The Duluth People's Climate March, if you want to put it on your calendar, is Saturday, September 8th. And the weather ought to be, I'm going to be positive and think positively. The weather ought to be scrumptious. It'll be a beautiful time to get together with folks. And as Brett mentioned, spread a little positivity, look at some of our successes, encourage people to vote, and an opportunity to educate yourself a little bit more if you're interested. Brett, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Brett Pence this morning, our guest. He is the Northern Minnesota Director of Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light, and the Duluth People's Climate March is Saturday, September 8th.